I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. In this segment, we feature The Recipe, a La Jolla Playhouse world premiere that explores how an unassuming girl from Pasadena became the world's most beloved chef. Before Julia Child became the TV personality we all know, she was a rambunctious rebel against the privileged but bland life expected of her. Directionless but driven, careening from Pasadena to New York to Washington to Ceylon and finally to Paris's famed Cordon Bleu cooking school, Julia battled long odds and her own self-doubt before finding both her calling and her true love, her husband Paul Child. The Recipe runs February 10th through March 22nd at La Jolla Playhouse's Shiloh and Hughes Potiker Theater, and joining me to preview this humorous and colorful production is two-time Tony-nominated playwright and actress Claudia Scheer. Scheer's breakthrough show from 1993, Blown Sideways Through Life, chronicled many of the 64 jobs she supported herself with until her acting career took off. Claudia, it's great to have you here on Inside Art.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Claudia, this show, I've anticipated it for quite a while when I saw it on the La Jolla Playhouse schedule. First of all, you have a pretty good history with the former now artistic director of the theater, Christopher Ashley.
Christopher Ashley, we were soldiers once and young. Yes, he directed my first play where I literally came in with things written on a waiter's dupe pad. We have a great friendship and a great working relationship.
And in fact, you've been to La Jolla Playhouse with one of your previous shows. I think it was 2009.
I think it was 2010, but I could be wrong. It was Restoration, which was about the woman who cleaned the David, which actually I think there's going to be a revival, fingers crossed, knock wood.
Michelangelo's David.
Yes, well, that's the only David for me. I don't know about you.
Well, that's, I am David, so.
I can make so many jokes there, but this is a family show.
So your interest in the story of Julia Child, how did that come about?
Well, you know, as I coined rather pithily, so I'm going to use it in every interview, it was a commission that became an obsession because I met with the producers. They were looking for someone to write a play. And I was like, well, I don't know what it will be because you don't. And then I sort of imprinted like a baby duck on my Julia, because of course this Julia is my Julia. Julia is a young woman when she doesn't know what's going on, when she's too tall and too loud and just, you know, directionless. And I found that so interesting that she had these epiphanies in her life, because I really believe in that, those moments where you feel a knock in your chest and you think, yes, this. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, I think when I looked at your bio, I could see some parallels there with her. Well, I'm not going to say you were directionless, but it sounds like 64. The vast array of experiences in looking for your true calling may be similar.
No, the difference was that I did know what I wanted. It's just that I couldn't find the door. But you know, I mean, there's, you know, we all search in life, and we all are the stars in our own movie. And so Julia is like all of us in the way that we're all like each other in some way.
I worked in public television for many years, and you know, she was a fixture. She would visit occasionally, and she was a Southern,
really?
She was a Southern California resident, first of all, and a California girl. I mean, that's what's it. You wouldn't know it by watching her. You would think some, you know, New Englander or something like that. But maybe you can talk about in your research what you found out about her upbringing.
Well, she was, you know, she was very posh, as they say. She came from a very upper middle class family. You know, I think her father is related to the Cushings of Newport. I mean, you know, they were just
high society.
Well, you know, I mean, that a woman of that time that went to Smith College would, of course, be that her mother went to Smith College. This was a very rarefied section of the world and very, you know, interesting. I mean, I think her mother was a very interesting woman, and her father was very traditional, very conservative, very wealthy. So that's why she had that. She almost, I think of it in a way, almost that a little bit of that sort of Katharine Hepburn thing, which is really a class thing more than a regional thing.
So she did have that distinctive voice. And how is that being, how are you handling that for
the actor who's...
We're handling it very, very lightly because this is... We're just handling it very lightly. That's all I'll say.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, there are a lot of surprises in looking at Julia Child's biography, obviously, and one of them during World War II, that she worked as a spy. That's what I hear.
Well, I think that it's grown in the telling. I think that she was the office manager in what was then Sri Lanka for the OSS. And I think she was privy to secrets. I know that she did use opium to pay the spies, which is a detail that I love very much. I'm not sure that she was a spy. I think that that might be over-egging the pudding a bit. But she definitely knew who they were, which is... just as profound.
Well, just to be in Ceylon at that period, you know?
Really? I know. And such an adventure for someone who'd never been anywhere, you know, she was just a very brave, brave woman.
I think the, can you speak to the, obviously you're not a Californian, but we'll adopt you here for the purpose of this show. But
believe me, I've enjoyed every single moment. I like cried with gratitude at the Trader Joe.
Well, but the spirit of California in the upbringing, perhaps, the milieu that she grew up in.
Outdoors. Sporty, very outdoors, very sporty.
Rebellious, too. I have to say that's part of the California spirit.
Yes, that's a very nice point. Yes, that's very true.
How would you say that shaped her world?
Well, the California experience, yes. But I think that what happens to you in the smaller circle of your life, you know, she lost her mother quite young. Her father was the way he was. She was 6'3" tall.
That tall.
Yes, she said she was 6'2", and I just would love to know what that 1 inch meant. she had the normal struggles of life added on to the fact that she literally did not fit in. And that formed her, because these are the things that form us, is not how much we fit into everything in California or wherever, but how we don't.
And her interest in cooking, how did that come to be?
She ate a fish on a dish in a restaurant in France and said, "This is what I will do with my life." One of the great epiphanies. I think it is absolutely, that's why I wrote the play. Because of that moment is what made me imprint and thought, this is the play I will write.
Wow. So let's talk about the production itself. It's currently in rehearsals, as final rehearsals for its world premiere. Can you tell us about the cast, the cast members here?
The cast is amazing. Christina Kirk and Norbert Leo Butz and Ariel and Turkan and Saisha, and I'm going to forget names, and Michael Park, everybody, just a tremendous, tremendous cast. If I've forgotten anyone, I'm sorry. And the work that they do, you know, we have a choreographer, the great David Newman, who is working in the way that this play moves, that is kind of wacky. And it's very complicated in its way because there's no automation. So the whole thing flows. This is where I get to rant about things because I just write it and then people make it come to life and I don't know how. The set is amazing. Rachel Houck is a genius. Lisa Peterson is, you know, the iron fist in a velvet glove. And
she's the director,
And she's also sort of the air traffic controller because it's like, okay, you move here and you go there. And I was like, Jesus Mary, I would be lost. I would be in the middle of the stage going, help me. And so many props and so much activity and music, Andre Plouffe with the music. And the production is, the game is definitely worth the candle.
Lisa Peterson is a esteemed director, very experienced. I've been with, done many shows actually for La Jolla Playhouse and on Broadway. What do you think that besides being the traffic cop, her eye and her experience brings to what you had written?
The thing is that Lisa Peterson and I know each other a very long time, but we didn't really know each other. We would just, because we were both with New York Theater Workshop, see each other at open air. It's like, hey, how are you? Hey, da, da, da. And just very sort of like friendly. And, I needed a director. And Lisa Peterson, I was like, that is great. She is, I've seen so much of her work. Her early work at New York Theatre Workshop, absolutely mind-blowing. So, you know, I mean, I'm lucky to have her.
The story also focuses on Julia Child's romantic relationship with the man Paul Child, right?
Oh, it's really the play, I think, and it's a love story because they had a tremendous love story. You know, when you're not like anyone else and someone says, you and only you, it was a great love story.
What do we know about Mr. Child and his...
He was fascinating. He's very, a bit pompous, real polyglot, great photographer. He took amazing photos of Julia Child. Painter, made war rooms for the OSS, which is how they met in Ceylon, in Sri Lanka, and just became, you know, this partnership really with his wife, which is unusual. So he, you know, Norbert Leo Butz, who is Norbert Leo Butz, plays Paul Child, and he is outstanding.
And what is the timeline arc? How much do you cover of Julia Child's life in The Recipe?
We go from college years to her first cooking show on television.
And the rest, as they say, is history, right?
Exactly. Because at that point, I figured anybody who wanted to see it could just look it up online. I wanted to tell a story that we didn't know.
Well, what do you hope people come away with from the entire experience of The Recipe?
I was talking to someone and they said it's in some ways it's easier to write a painful drama than it is to convey a sense of joy. And I'm not saying I got there, but it's what I was after.
Claudia Scheer, the playwright for The Recipe, in its world premiere at La Jolla Playhouse, February 10th through March 22nd. Claudia, thanks again for coming on the program to talk about this exciting show.
All right. Be well.
The world premiere play The Recipe runs February 10th through March 22nd at La Jolla Playhouse's Shila and Hughes Potiker Theater. You can purchase tickets and learn more at lajollaplayhouse.org. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Our theme is created and performed by Bill Mays, whose music is available at billmays.net. Again, my thanks to Claudia Scheer and Anat Cohen. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art. Breaking Jazz is next.